From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. As we look back on 2009, people tend to have their own perspective on it. But with so many big stories, it's hard to get a take on what 2009 was. But if you're us, if you're Wait, Wait, you could sum up 2009 in a single image. And that image would be Sarah Palin injuring herself with a cookie at Carnegie Hall.
Now, let us explain what we mean. As Wait, Wait reviews 2009, helping to make you glad it's over.
This year began with President Obama's inauguration, so we will too. It began with a good omen of how the administration would fare, a good omen for us anyway.
Ready to go?
Yes.
All right, here's your first quote.
It's not a constitutional crisis. This is the Chief Justice's version of a wardrobe malfunction.
That was law professor John Turley of George Washington University. He was talking to the San Francisco Chronicle about something that got screwed up on the big day. What?
The oath.
The oath of office, in fact. Unlike every other justice who administered the oath of office by reading it from a piece of paper, Chief Justice Roberts insisted on going commando. And just like the classic case of the little kid who's just got one line in the big school play, he screwed it up. Worse, Obama followed along, so he didn't say it right either. In fact, this was the biggest inaugural gaffe since that prankster Salmon P. Chase made Ulysses S. Grant say, "I, U.S. Grant, am a duty head." Anyway, the next day, citing a, quote, abundance of caution, the Chief Justice was brought back to the White House to do it all over again. This time, to make sure the Chief Justice got it right, the President wrote the text of the oath on his own forehead. And Justice Roberts, that klutz, he said, "I, Barack Hussein, eyebrow, eyebrow, Obama."
I think the world collectively held their breath when they were muffing that up on the platform, and it did look like one of those moments where you could get the giggles, you know, if you were there. You know, it's like you see wedding vows where somebody screws up their vow and suddenly the groom snickers and the bride snickers, and pretty soon the whole wedding party's in stitches and nobody can pull it together. Wouldn't have that been cool if that would have happened?
Everybody in the platform.
They're breaking up. You know, Wolf Blitzer giving the play-by-play. Justice Stevens seems to have soiled himself.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, you never, it's a rare opportunity to see a member of the Supreme Court become Bill Buckner. You know,
yeah.
It's like fantastic.
That's really great. Yeah. The oath went between his legs.
Well, and after hearing, you know, our language mangled for 8 solid years, it isn't something you're going to recover from overnight.
That's
I mean,
right.
In a way, it was kind of comforting, you know.